This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with our number two on the road again. Number one, Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. Come on out. It's easy to get here just off Route 28 in Natrona Heights. Straight shot, no red lights. You'll get here in 20 minutes from downtown. Independence Day came and went, but number one, Cochran's red, white, and new celebration extended all the way through the end of this month, July 31st. Select Ford vehicles are marked with special tags indicating extra savings. Come on in. Check them all out right here at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. In the meantime, I want to tell you that our show is brought to you by number one Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway, Cochran.com. And our Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, SouthHillsKia.com. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. So we have a lot of stuff going on, talking about the Pirates, talking about what's going on with Paul Skeens, the fact that he's a starter, I think that's great news. And, you know, you think about what he's been able to do in such a short amount of time at 6-0, and we had two levels of debate with him so far. So if you'd like to chime in on this, please call 412-928-9370. Number one, we'd be talking about whether or not you should have taken him out at 99 pitches, seven hitless innings against Milwaukee. Derek Shelton was quick to say he looked tired. I wasn't going to leave him out there. It was a 1-0 game. And for those of you who think, well, they should have just let him go until he cracked. You know, they're trying to win a game, too. It's an important one given where they are against that team. And so if it was 6-0, I think there may have been a little bit of leeway there. The fact that it was 1-0, I think, certainly influenced that. So you got to take that into account. But it's been kind of a split decision. You know, there are a lot of people out there who think, all right, fine. 99 makes sense. You don't want to tax him. You don't want to put over stress on that arm. Others say, why would you not give him an opportunity? We heard from Livy Dunn earlier in the first hour, and she, talking about her boyfriend, said, yeah, he's extremely competitive. He would have loved to have gone out there, but, you know, they have to worry about the arm, too. I think it was good. So she let the Pirates off the hook there. If she had doubled down on that first part of that comment, that might have been very interesting to see what would have happened after that. But, you know, the bottom line is they made a smart decision. They got to win. That was most important, although by going to Colin Holderman, they almost lost the game because the Brewers had the bases loaded with the rest hitter up in that situation. He got a big strikeout. So then the next question would be Paul Skeens. What do you do with his salary moving forward? He is really under obligation to be with the Pirates until the year 2027. So essentially 3 years. But if he wins Rookie of the Year and other things, that could change that. They're not going to have him under control for a long, long period of time. Next year, he is only obligated to make $800,000 per CBA. But if you're the Pirates, you don't have to abide by that. You can give him whatever you want, whenever you want. So what should they do? What would you do? 412-928-9370. I do think I'd engage him in long-term talk. I just would. He is a once-of-a-lifetime kind of pitcher. We've seen that. Will there be an injury along the way? Sure. Will you have to absorb maybe losing him for a little bit of time? Sure. But that should not prevent you from looking into a long-term arrangement with him, in my opinion. He's a unique pitcher. I'd want to keep him here as long as I could. And I think you know you have to consider that when you're dealing with him. You also have a guy like Jared Jones who's going to deserve down the road maybe that same treatment, but not right now. So they're in good shape. They already have Keller signed longer term. They can have a big three for many years to come here. And I think Skeens and whether or not he'll get the money, that's going to be the debate moving forward at 412-928-9370. Then there's the overriding thing beyond Skeens, even though he is the number one talking point going on here, and that's the Pirates in their position. They are currently 2.5 out of the third wild card or the second wild card because there's a tie for that right now. St. Louis and the Mets are tied for second and third, and two teams going in different directions. The Mets have won 4 in a row, and the Cardinals have lost 3 in a row. And then you look at the Pirate upcoming schedule here, and they're only 2.5 out. Like I said, there are a lot of teams right bunched together there. So after the break, they have the Phillies in town. Then they have St. Louis in town. Huge series for both the Pirates and St. Louis there. Then they go on the road, Arizona and Houston. Both of those teams are playoff contending teams. The Pirates, the schedule is going to get a little bit more demanding, and they're going to need to, you know, somehow navigate their way through that. That's why the next two games in Chicago are very important as well. They won last night 4-1. Marco Gonzalez did a very good job in that department as his ERA was lowered to 2.45 for the year. He's one of those guys that fits, I think, in between, you know, a softy kind of thrower compared to Skeens or compared to Jared Jones. He, like Martin Perez, can pitch the same way there. So I think that's important that they get those guys contributing, and it's good to see Gonzalez back after he missed a couple of months here. The Pirates got a little bit of a break last night when Garrett Crochet, who's their all-star for Chicago, was only limited to 2 innings by design. He's the Major League Baseball strikeout leader, and he had 4 and 2 innings, and then they took him out, and I think that helped the Pirates along the way as they got to that Chicago bullpen. And Chicago's not a good team, as we know. They're 27-69. The Pirates need to take advantage of these next two, and if they do, they get to 500. 48-48 at the break. And just for information's sake, Paul Skeens at the beginning of the season was a 200-1 shot to win the Cy Young. He is now much different than that. He is 11-1 to win the Cy Young. So, you know, the bottom line there is he's moving up quickly. And if that should happen, what a remarkable season this would be. 412-928-9370. Is the number to call. We're also getting closer and closer to the start of Steeler training camp. I'd like to hear your thoughts about where they are, and very competitive AFC North, as it always is, and they have some new people in place. I still think there are going to be some fine-tuning to this roster, especially offensively. They need some help. Van Jefferson, they have guys. They have, you know, guys who can certainly occupy that role. But can they replace what Deontay Johnson brought here? You know, can they do that with Van Jefferson? Can they do that with Scotty Miller? Can they do that with Calvin Austin and everyone else in that category? I think Pat Freiermuth is a guy who should, you know, really see his targets go up quite a bit based on the fact that George Pickens is going to get double-teamed quite a bit, I think, as it would stand here right now. I also think the running backs, that's one of the strengths of the Pittsburgh Steelers control, you know, compared to most every team in the NFL. They have two guys. And they can utilize them both, you know, pending injury, where they can do a lot of good things in the run game, and also I think an expanded role in the pass game. So all of that is important for the Steelers under Arthur Smith for the very first time. So just a reminder, we have all the preseason games coming up on KDKA this year, starting with the Texans and the home opener in the preseason. You'll get your first chance of seeing Russell Wilson, you know, Justin Fields, and that battle. Even though it doesn't look like it's much of a battle, although if Justin Fields pushes a little bit, you wonder what that would turn into, because it would be interesting to see. But both guys under only one-year deals with Pittsburgh, so this is a big year for both of them coming into the season in new surroundings. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Pirates today will go at it at 210. Luis Ortiz will be on the mound. That's another guy who's really come on, and he's earned himself a spot in this rotation for the time being with the injuries to Jarrett Jones and Bailey Falter. So, you know, if he can do that, along with Marco Gonzalez to complement Skeens and Keller for now, and if some of these injury situations get better, and that includes Martin Perez, who, you know, he fits in there for now, but they got to do better than that, I think. You know, with these injuries, if Falter and Jones come back sooner rather than later, I think you can have a very good starting five heading into the second half of the season. All right, 412-928-9370. A lot of people want to talk. Let's get to John and Cranberry. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, Bob. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for taking
you
my
too.
Call. So I'm going to shock you here, and I'm going to go off the grid and bring up another subject besides the Pirates and Paul Skeens. And
sure.
What I wanted to talk to you about, I love, and I've talked to you a little bit about this before, but I love NCAA sports. I love NCAA football and basketball. And about 6 weeks ago, a landmark decision was made by the NCAA to start paying athletes. And what I'm calling about, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. Of course, you know, the NCAA has lost so many court cases that they probably had to make the settlement. But my confusion when I read this, it looks like it was an agreement between the NCAA and the Power Five conferences.
Yes, that's my take on it, too.
Yeah, so here's my question. This is why it's interesting. So I'm a graduate, actually, of St. Bonaventure, and I follow Duquesne basketball. So does that mean, like, each school is going to get, it looks like, an allotment of about $20 million, but I think it's the Power Five school. So does that mean, like, Duquesne, as a Division I basketball team, will not get that allotment like, let's say, Ohio State, a Power Five school, will get? And with that, wouldn't that, like, change the structure of all conferences in the NCAA? I'm just interested to see your take on that decision.
I don't know the answer to that. I can call and ask those people at Duquesne how this would affect them. I imagine they're going to get something. But what I think a bigger issue is, how does this work with the NIL money? Because now all of a sudden you have, I'm sure Livy Dunn, for example, since we talk about her a lot on this program because she's dating Paul Skeens, I'm sure she's not going back to LSU just because she wants to. I'm sure there's a lot of NIL money involved with this. So how does that work in addition to what they're now saying here? So
yeah,
it's very convoluted to me. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't know what it means for people like Duquesne or somebody else not included in the Power Five. But that was my read on it as well. I haven't talked to anybody about it, but I got the feeling that the Power Five was going to get first dibs on just about everything.
Because if that's the case, Bob, it would almost be, and I know it's not amateur anymore, right? It's becoming like a professional.
No, it's turned into professional. Question.
Yeah, it just was interesting.
Unfortunately, a lot of if that's the case, though, I think the NCAA realizes that they're going to have, you can't just have a few select players getting NIL money and nobody else gets much. So I think that's also part of this. You know, the NCAA is going to have to make it. It's a professional thing. That's what it is.
Yes.
All right,
thanks,
John.
Bob. Thanks
appreciate
for taking my call. Have a good
I'm sure we're going to see more on this in the coming months. But for now, it's kind of, I agree with your take as my take, that that's how it looks. Let's go to Eric in Dubois. What's up, Eric? How are you?
Hey, Bob. I'm great. How are you today?
All right. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm calling just to weigh in on the scheme situation. As far as the no-hitter, I would have started him in the eighth and had somebody warming in case he lets up a hit. As far as his contract goes, I'm willing to negotiate. Like, I'd go, like, a good starting pitcher is going to give you 30 starts a year. So pay the guy $1 million a start. All right, let's go 8 years, 250. 8 years, 250. And as far as what's going on now, I just hope the Buccos can sweep this series, and I think we could possibly bring Luis Robert back home with us and bring us, you know, a good trade at the deadline.
Well, so that's going to be one of the things also, Eric, thank you for the call, that people are going to be looking at. What will Ben Cherington do based on what Bob Nutting said he could do? And whether or not that was a legitimate thing or just something to placate the media and the fans. So that's going to be something to watch. As far as your take on that, the thing about Paul Skeens, he's 22. If you engage in this next year, he can not only get a whole bunch of money right now, but he'll be 30 by the time his next contract's over, if it's an 8-year or 7-year, whatever the case may be. He'll have another big one, maybe bigger. So he may be incentivized to take something now with a guarantee that kind of money through his early 20s into mid to late 20s, and then he could strike again if he's still at the top of his game for another bigger contract potentially. So all the balls are in his court right now. The contractual obligation here falls to the Pirates and whether or not they're willing to engage in this sort of thing early in his career. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Ross Township. We have Jerry on the line. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good.
It seems to me, on the Steen's opinion, but it seems like the outcome of the game pretty much will dictate everybody's opinion. I think had they blown that game, the house would have probably been burnt down as to whether he should have been removed or not.
Oh, no question. If Contreras hits against Holderman and they lose the game because of the bullpen selection, that would have taken on a whole different level of anger.
Yeah, and ask your buddy Steve Bless what he thinks. If he was watching that game, he was probably jumping out of his skin. Because my opinion is Steve has always been anti-pitch count. So I can only imagine.
Well, they never had it. They never had it. Even when he threw complete game in the World Series twice, I don't think there was no pitch count. Nobody
right,
even
exactly.
talked. And I cited the example earlier back in 1974, Nolan Ryan threw 258 pitches in one game. He went 13 innings, just like Harvey Haddix here. You know, I mean, as long as you could play and you were not tired and you felt good, you told your manager, I'm ready to go. And they didn't have any limits. Now, the game has changed. The money has increased dramatically, and that obviously plays a role in this.
Well, also in terms of injury, you know, my opinion. I played a lot of baseball. I umpired Little League, Pony League, Colt League, and you know, these kids are throwing curveballs at 7, 8, 9 years old every other pitch. I think that, you know, by the time they get through all of these, you know, like I say, Little League, Colt League, Pony League, or whatever, and move on. I mean, I just think that's a really, really bad thing to do. I think a doctor needs to step in somewhere and say, hey, these kids at that age should not be throwing breaking balls like that. I just can't help but believe that's taking a toll on their arm in the long run.
How about this kid, Ben Joyce, I guess, from the Angels? He hit 105 on the velocity chart last night. So.
Yeah.
You know, my fear there is that those guys who just do that are something's going to happen to their arms. But in Skeens' case, you know, he does not rely on it. He can do it when he has to. The thing I like about his game is he has four different pitches he can rely on. He doesn't even use his changeup as much as I think maybe he will eventually. So when you're showing someone 101, those other pitches are extremely effective, especially where he puts them. The key to his success so far has not been 101. It's been location of his pitches.
One last thing. Isn't it true that Dick Groh was posthumously inducted into a Hall of Fame after he passed away?
Which Hall of Fame are you talking about here?
I don't know. I thought it was one shortly after he passed away.
Yeah, it was probably the Pitt Hall of Fame, I'm sure. He should have been. Yeah, you know, I hate those kinds of stories, and thanks for the call here, Jerry. I mean, to me, there are certain guys who deserve to be in, and before something happens to them, let them enjoy those opportunities. And I think whether it's Dick Groh, whether it's Vern Law, whether it's anyone who falls into that, they should do that ahead of time. 412-928-9370. Hold on, Doc. We'll get to you. We have Jim in Peters Township. We'll get to you when we come back. We are live once again at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley, right off Route 28 in Natrona Heights. It's a straight shot from downtown. So easy to get here. Wide open highway. Takes you 20 minutes, and you don't want to miss number one Cochran Ford. They have more than 380 new vehicles in stock with lease and financing specials available on bestsellers. If you like the Explorer, if you like the Bronco, if you like the F-150, all here and more, come check it out. We will continue at 412-928-9370. This is Bob Pompiani, and your calls continue until 1 o'clock on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We are back live at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. As I say, it's an easy drive right on Route 28, Natrona Heights. You're here in record time, and you got some great deals coming on with the Independence Day, number one Cochran, red, white, and new celebration extended all the way through July 31st. We have a good conversation going on right now concerning Paul Skeens and the Pirates and whether or not you would have taken him out after 99 pitches like Derek Shelton did the other day in a 1-0 game. I think it's important to note it was 1-0 and not 6-0. And then what you would do with his future money, because things are going to go fast. I'm not going to mention anyone by name, but one of my friends here at Allegheny Valley Ford, number one Cochran, is a New York Yankees fan. He sat idly and watched, and all he said is, doesn't matter to me. He'll be a Yankee in 4 years. So that's all you need to know. That sentiment is out there. So a lot of people think that. It's the Pirates. It's their opportunity to change this entire thing around by making an offer. Will they do it? Should they do it? Let's go to Jim in Peters Township. Hey, Jim, how are you?
To talk about Skeens and that, let's just talk about pitching, because that one guy said you shouldn't throw a curveball. Well, I'm 72. I grew up in the 60s. I pitched. I have friends pitched all the way through American Legion Ball 18. I started throwing curveball when I was 11 years old. Now, you have to take care of your arm. For example, we were only allowed 10 innings in a week, okay? Now, we played 2 games a week. I always pitched 1 game. I would rub my arm down with Bengay, okay? I would make sure I would take care of my arm. Mm-hmm. The second thing is you have to know how to follow through right, so you put less stress on your arm. So, I mean, I don't believe all that crap. I would have kept them in. But here's the thing. This is how I see it. And I had friends of mine, too, who pitched all the way through, high school. So that's bunk. And they had 4-man rotations, too. I remember when they had 4-man rotations. It wasn't 5. Now, what I would do, I would be creative with Paul Skeens. So he wants 400. Give him $40 million right up front, and then give him, write annuity on him. That's how you do it. You do it you, like Bobby Bonilla Day. Bobby Bonilla, if you remember, the Mets were in trouble, and they backloaded the contract. So
that's what they did with Shohei Ohtani in L.A., too. It's all backloaded.
Yeah, you backload it. That's all you do. You get a little creative. Then what the team does, they write annuity on it, and they get the interest on it, and boom, boom, boom. You can do it. It just have to be creative. And I think Skeens.
How about if he doesn't want that? How about if he wants his money right now because Livy Dunn's out spending it like crazy?
Yeah, that's true, but he's a humble guy. And judging by how humble he is, If he was greedy, yeah. Okay, I agree. He could change. But he doesn't seem like that kind of guy. I mean, that's just my opinion on his – I mean, he's very humble. You hear him interview.
There's no question he is. He's also a bet on me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of guy, he's got a moxie about him, and he
believes
in himself.
And if he does that, then he probably wants what he wants. And I will tell you this: I've been following pitching since I pitched him in early, I was 8 years old, actually a little bit. But having said that, he's the best pitcher I've seen in my lifetime on the Pirates.
Well, again, it's 12 starts. That may be the case, Jim. Thank you for the call, but I want to see a whole bunch more. I want to see how things go. We have seen a lot of one-hit wonders, and not necessarily one-hit wonders, but we've seen people come in. Earlier we talked about Mark Fidrich, how he came in and did what he did. Remember Tim Lincecum, two-time Cy Young winner. He had everyone thinking, and then it didn't last as long. I'm hopeful the Skeens last for 15 years here. If that's the case, that'd be great. Ryan in New Jersey joins us next here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Ryan. How are you this morning?
Hey, Bob. So I'm listening to this because the Pirates have the worst owner in North American sports. Let's not BS, especially for this situation. They have the worst owner that could possibly get Paul Skeens, because this is the big time when you get one of these top five talents in the league. There's no, first off, don't even talk about an extension if you're going to embarrass yourself. Because I follow the Red Sox, You can tell your Yankee friend, by the way, that their team's pathetic. They have no pitching, whatever. Their lineup's a wreck.
He's listening. Also.
But the, They're
falling apart.
$300 million for that. Anyway, the problem is, if you start these negotiations and you are way out of your league, then it's over. You're done. So
what is way out of your league? Maybe it's going to take somebody like Paul Skeens to come along to get Bob Nutting to do what a lot of people suggest he should do. Way out of your league, even if it's $400 million and it's $40 million a year, that only takes their payroll into the 130s.
If you want to make him your cornerstone guy, you do it. First off, Bob Nutting has made his money 12 times over on that team. Second, people act like everybody that buys a ticket on the third base line is what pays the salaries. MLB has general funds. Everything with the Major League Baseball logo gets divided up amongst the teams. These teams don't lose any money. End of story. So, enough with this small market crap. That's
all right, real quick. What? I agree with that. There is no small market. That's a figment of your imagination. What would you do with him? If let's say they're willing to play the game, what would it look like to you?
Well, the problem is, if you're talking about a Mookie Betts or a Mike Trout or somebody like that, what you have to do, if you're going to open a negotiation to get them locked up long term, you have to meet their demands. You don't negotiate with them. That's just how it is. You just pay what they ask for. I mean, that's just how it plays. Back to the Yankees, Aaron Judge said he was going to go to San Francisco a couple years ago. No, they paid him $450 million. You just have to meet their demands if you even crack the door open. That's why you got to be careful on this sort of thing.
I think they will be careful. That kind of scares me. Thanks, Ryan. I got to move along. We got a lot of people here. I'm going to go down to Houston, Texas. Daryl is on the line. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good.
Forgive me if the phone is a little jagged because we just got finished with the storm. So, but I've been able to listen in and hear all the comments regarding Skeens. And that the Pirates and Derek Shelton did absolutely the right thing. This is your number one investment. This is the Pirates' number one investment. You treat him with kid gloves. You try to put bubble wrap. There's no reason at 90-some-odd pitches to send him back out there because he has a air quote no hitter.
Does it matter to you, Daryl, that the previous outing he went to 107?
Well, but But okay, so he gets to 107 and it's still ninth inning. He's still got another inning to go. Where do you stop? You stop at 115? You stop at 120? Okay, so now he gets.
Does it make that much of a difference if it's 115 or 120? I mean, 149 is different.
It doesn't make that much of a difference. That's why you don't put him out there. None of it makes much of a difference. At 99, you can shut him down. At 110, you can shut him down. It doesn't make a difference. You got to protect his investment. And he goes another inning. And if I'm in Milwaukee, they're paying attention. I'm not going up there first ball swinging. I'm gonna try to say we need to see some pitches.
Yeah, I think they did that well. You know, earlier in that game, Darryl, they were working him. He had a lot of pitches early in the game.
Exactly. That's exactly what they did, Bob. And they got a little antsy because he was mowing them down. They started free swinging. You come back in the dugout. Hey, look, guys, we got to work some pitch count here because we have no shot going up there hacking at first ball. Relax. Okay, he has a no-hitter. Everybody calm down. We need to work. We can win this game. We're only down a run. But we can't do it hacking at pitches, his pitches. We got to make him work a little bit. That's what I would do. Now, again, it's easy for people to say, send him out there for the eighth inning. He has a no-hitter. And then in the flip side, we say, let's pay him $40 million a year. But we're going to run him out there and potentially – And everybody said, well, you can't correlate pitches with arm problems. Well, yes, you can. You get arm problems from throwing pitches. That's a fact. What you need to do is what they absolutely did. They need to manage him and make him more effective in the early parts of the game.
Darryl, next question. How much would you do anything with his contract next year or just let it sit at what it is $800,000 based on
– No. Okay, Bob, but you say next year. You're talking about the end of next year, right?
I'm talking about – no, he makes next year his contract will be $800,000, I believe, what I saw.
Okay,
so
no, I'm not doing anything until I get to the point of seeing, as you mentioned, I need to see more of a sample size before I start having those conversations. Because as the premier caller said, you don't want to get in there and embarrass yourself, and then that sours the whole thing moving forward. You wait and say, hey, Paul, you have a conversation. After this year, let's see how this plays out. We're willing to talk. Let's have a discussion. And you just play it out because you have the opportunity to do so. Let's not be quick, but don't hurry. You just need to be patient.
Darryl. Good advice.
Need to do.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
all right. Always appreciate it. Hopefully everything's good down there weather-wise now. Let's go to Lou in Neville Island. Lou, you're on. What's up?
Problem they have is they have to negotiate with him for next year because that's all they have, two more years of pre-arb, because once he gets to arbitration, he's going to be breaking records and he'll get his money. I would try to buy out 2 years of free agency and say we'll give you $210 for 7 years. That way, when he should be making $800,000, he's getting $30 million. That's the only way you're going to entice him, because once he hits free agency, he's going to get $50 million a year. His final arb year, he's going to get $40 million. So give it to him next year. That's all you have. That's the only thing you have to sell this kid. There's only one, let's say three other owners in professional baseball who would not sign this kid. It's truly unfortunate. We have the worst owner in professional sports. Nutting doesn't deserve gains, but the Pittsburgh fans do. Nutting is a snake. And he will not sign him. But listen, Bob, if you traded Keller, that takes $15 to $20 million off your books. You could really afford Skeens then and get a bat back for him and keep your young pitchers and get them the heck up here, and that solves all the problems. Fire me for GM, Bob.
All right, Lou. I appreciate it. I do think in your comments there, you're alluding to being creative. I don't think they're going to have to be creative with how they handle all of this, but it's going to be a very interesting test case to see what this ownership group will do with the situation at hand. We got to go to a break. John in the car, hang on. Aaron in Greensburg, Jack in Punxsutawney, we're going to get to you. Thank you for calling today. And remember, check out number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. It's right here off Route 28 in Natrona Heights. Such an easy drive, such great deals. 380 new vehicles in stock. You got lease options. You got financing specials. If you need service, they offer monthly specials and everyday low prices. They got it all at number one Cochran. We'll be back as we round third, head to home and head you to the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Jeff Hathorn, preceding the Pirates and White Sox at 210 right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. With Joel Nelson back at the station doing all the work back there. Thank you, Joel. Tom Catanza right here in person. We are live at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. Great stuff coming out here. Route 28, Natrona Heights. Make sure you can do it. It's a strict straight drive from downtown Pittsburgh. We have a lot to get into as we round third head home here before we turn it over to Jeff Hathorne and the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. So let's go right back to the phone lines at 412-928-9370. John in the car. You're up, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Bob. Great show as normal.
Thank you.
Wanted to weigh in on the skiing situation. First, I'm not a big fan of Shelty normally, but I do agree with his decision to pull him the other day. If he was at 99 pitches after eight innings, then it's a no-brainer. But 99 pitches after seven innings, I think it was a wise decision. In regards to the salary situation, I almost drove off the road earlier when you had mentioned that the Pirates and Nutting might have to, quote, break the mold. You know as well as I do, that will never, ever in our lifetime happen. The best case scenario for the Pirates is they be 1 year of free agency, you know, something in the way of a 5 year, $150 million contract. Anything that is high in the sky.
Well, it also depends on what Paul Skeens thinks of himself and, you know, what his agents think of the situation, because I guarantee you they're not going to want 5 years, $150 million. I would bet that. I think it's going to take a lot more than that, and we'll see. You know, again, this will be Bob Dunning at the test. He's signed some guys longer term. We've seen it with Reynolds. I don't think people thought he'd go over $100 million for anyone. At that time, he did. I'm going to be very interested to see how this all plays out and what they can do. And they have to be creative about it, and they're going to have to do it fairly quickly. So it'll be a good test. But listen, if I'm Paul Skeens, I bet on myself about what I've been able to do here. And, you know, they're going to have to do something, I think, at the end of the season. They can't let him go into next year making the same $800,000 and then you wait. The longer you wait, the worse it's going to get, I think. So thank you for the call, John. Appreciate that. Let's go out to Greensburg. We have Aaron on the line. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
All right. Hey, I thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to weigh in on futures for the Pirates so that they don't necessarily have to, mortgage a future. They have a pitcher in their sights called Spencer Philhart. He is a pitcher for Old Dominion. It'll be his senior year this year. He's received two letters and talked to one scout from the Pirates, and they've clocked him at 103, and he has control.
Everyone's going over 100 miles an hour easily these days. It's crazy. But
yeah.
Okay, but I'm short on time, so I'm just asking you what you think the Pirates may do with Skeens and his money.
With Skeens, I think they should make a deal with him now.
All right, Aaron, thank you, because I think a lot of people agree with that. They're going to have to strike earlier than they normally would, given the fact that you're dealing with a Super 2 kind of guy, and that changes that dynamics. When he gets to arbitration, I don't think there's any question, the arbitration number is going to be high, so you know that's coming. So why don't you just factor in a few more years after that if you can? Jack in Punxsutawney may have a thought or two on that. Hello, Jack, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bob. Hey, real quick, like, I want to ask you your take. You mentioned Nolan Ryan before. Nolan Ryan pitched as hard and as long as he could, Bob, and he had seven no-hitters, mind you. And I
think
he
pitch
had
count
one.
Wasn't a thing. He just pitched. He didn't get injured, actually, really, until the end of his career, I think. From my memory, he was a healthy pitcher, regardless of how he threw.
Yeah, and I think his last pitch, I think they clocked him at 85 miles an hour at age 63. So, and last count, Bob, hey, listen, we all have the same ligaments, the same tendons, same muscles. What is it these days? I think I would have left Skeens in for at least another inning, you know. But anyways, that's my take on it. I'd offer Paul $60 million a year for the next 3 years. What say you?
3 year, $180 million. See, I'd want to get him longer than that, though. I don't know what it would look like, but I think that's going to be very interesting. And thanks, Jack, for the call. We're up against the break here coming up, and the head of the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Jeff Hathorne prior to the game today. Very important. We lost in all of this is the fact the Pirates are just 2.5 out of the last or second wild card. And, you know, clearly they would love to get into a best of three. Can you imagine what PNC Park would look like? It'll be like it was in 2013, trying to get in that venue if they're in a wild card, which is different. It's not just one game anymore. It is a best of three. So the Pirates, I would like their chances if they got into that situation with guys like Skeens, Jones, and Keller. We'll see what they do. 412-928-9370. Big thank you to everyone who called in today. Those of you who didn't, I apologize. I hope I get you on again in the future. We're on 11-1 on Saturdays, and I'll see you again on the Joe Show Monday coming up, and that will be from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. In the meantime, I want to thank all our hosts up here, too, at the number one Cochrane Ford Allegheny Valley, including our Yankee fan who won't be name mentioned because I don't want to put him out there, but he's a big Yankee fan. He's waiting for Skeens to come there. I hope I don't have to apologize and say, no, no, you're not going to get him. We'll see how that goes. But come on out here. Again, it's just off Route 28, and we have a lot going on. It is the red, white, and new celebration extended all the way through July 31st. And now it's time for Fan Weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive. It's Sun Chevy, up to $7,500 in rebates. Today, sunny, partly cloudy, 91 degrees. Tomorrow, same thing, only higher at 93 degrees. Those are your weather details at 93.7thefan.com. Thank you guys for joining us today. Thanks to number one Cochrane Ford Allegheny Valley. And stay tuned. It's the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Jeff Athorn right here live on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.